cannot fill up a pot of water, put it into the oven right before Shabbos. We're talking about a case where there's no glass, it wasn't on a hot stove, like an electric heater. If you put it before Shabbos and it was not heated up before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to use that water on Shabbos itself, because, like we learned before, something that was put on an open fire on Shabbos and wasn't at least a third cooked, then it becomes also. So if you're putting up water in some type of electric urn, you have to make sure you put it in early enough before Shabbos, that you heat it up before Shabbos. Today is Erev Tisha B'Av, Kamban, Erev Tisha B'Av, Besudah Mafseket, which means that the last meal you eat before the fast should have only one tapsha. The minigas have to have an egg. You can't have an egg plus another tapsha. The egg is the tapsha. It shouldn't be just ceremonial. It's full completely. If you eat the Besudah Mafseket, it's not clear if it works. If you can eat beforehand a regular meal, so if you need to, and then take a break, and then afterwards have the Sudma Sekis. The Sekis is eaten sitting on the ground with his shoes on. The Sudma Sekis is like Aninus, somebody who just had a family member who died. That's where we introduce ourselves to Tisha B'Av. We recognize that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Ashras HaShrina we used to have, and if you open up your eyes, it may be pretty obvious to you. But the problem is that today, many people, even though it's obvious to us, it's not effective so much. It reminds me of the Maisa. Somebody went to one of these Kiryas seminars, and they asked them, do you have any experience beforehand, religious awakening or something? He said, yeah, 2 years ago, I was a doctor, and I was supposed to give a death certificate to somebody. So I went to the room, and the dead body was there. And suddenly, the dead body sits up and tells me, Moshe, that was his name, Jewish name. When was the last time you put on tefillin? He didn't know the answer, obviously. And then the guy died again. That was the end of the story. So I asked him, so what did you do with it? So I told some of my friends and went out with my wife. This was 2 years before he went to the seminar. So sometimes you could see everything around you. It doesn't affect your behavior. So the goal of Tisha B'Av, Havelus, is something which is not a ceremony. It's something that a person really feels that things are to such a state that we have to change our behavior. Everybody's doing good things, but even more so. We don't have to do new things, just the things we're doing, more of a heart, more of a feeling, more of a recognition that we have these opportunities to connect our Kodesh Bohu, take advantage of them, and to show and bring the Guru of the Baby.
Amen.